Grok 2, their current AI model, was trained on a measly 15,000 GPUs. So you can imagine just how much more powerful this potential Grok 3 model could be, considering the fact that they increased the compute power to 100,000 from 15,000 GPUs. Not only that, the plan at xAI is to expand Colossus even further by doubling the amount of GPUs to 200,000. So just some insane moves by xAI for sure. And Grok is going to continue to be one of the models that we have to start including in our stable of LLM tools. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, coming at you today with a quick-hitting, small dose of daily digest. Tons of news in the AI world today that's going to affect us as marketers. The first bit of news is that xAI just launched Colossus, which is now officially the world's most powerful AI supercluster or supercomputer. And I think it's got the coolest name for a supercomputer too. Anyway, Colossus is being powered by 100,000 NVIDIA H100 GPUs. And perhaps the craziest part of the story is that the xAI team did this in just 122 days and launched it over a holiday weekend, which isn't entirely surprising knowing what we know about Elon's leadership style and what he demands from his employees. But it had to have OpenAI and Anthropic and Google just shaking in their boots, because xAI continues to be even more of a competitor in the AI landscape, if not one of the potential leaders in the new future. In the near future. If not one of the potential leaders in the near future. And just to put it into perspective as to the power of this cluster, according to Elon, Grok 2, their current AI model, was trained on a measly 15,000 GPUs. So you can imagine just how much more powerful this potential Grok 3 model could be, considering the fact that they increased the compute power to 100,000 from 15,000 GPUs. Not only that, the plan at xAI is to expand Colossus even further by doubling the amount of GPUs to 200,000. So just some insane moves by xAI for sure. And Grok is going to continue to be one of the models that we have to start including in our stable of LLM tools. Okay, on to the second story that I wanted to cover. And this was a recent law, actually, or it is a recent law that was passed in the California Assembly. And that's law AB3211. And I'm pulling this little tidbit from a recent rundown.ai newsletter. My words aren't working today. Sorry, guys. Where they link directly to the California.gov, the CA.gov legislature website. And this one is a pretty big one for the AI marketers and designers out there. This bill is going to require that any AI images that are generated are going to need to be watermarked to make it clear that they are, in fact, AI generated and not real images. Basically, in fancy legal jargon, the government needs the ability to determine digital content provenance, or the origin of its creation, basically, the origin of its ownership and creation. So almost every time we talk about AI generated images on this show, we end up talking about the legal gray area that has arisen around AI training and how these models have been trained, and if this is a copyright violation, all of these things. So it should come as no surprise now that we are seeing legislation aiming directly at combating or at least determining false images or AI generated images being used on the web or in other mediums. So, you know, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. I also think it's important that we have some sort of mechanism in the future to determine what content is real and what content is fake. We've all heard and seen crazy examples of deep faking that is only going to get more terrifying as AI image generation and vision improves. But from a marketing standpoint, this definitely strikes a little bit of a blow for marketers or designers who are using AI gen images in their assets or in their production content. Maybe you won't mind having some sort of AI generated watermark in your content. I don't think it would be a great brand look in the long term. And I think there's already some negative sentiment around AI generated content in some circles. So definitely something to keep an eye on. Continue to exercise, at the very least, careful planning when you are using these AI generated images for whatever might come down the pipe legally. on the bright side, if this were to, you know, become a thing for the AI image generation industry or design industry as a whole, at least it will serve to add some competition and some domain expertise or some skill back to the design field that AI has kind of taken away. Okay, and the last thing I wanted to include in our little bite-sized daily digest is not super marketing related, more just fun AI related, and that is the new AI that is picking football games from Sportsline. Sportsline is a sports gambling site and subscription site, and I don't know if there are any sports bettors out there or any football fans to be more specific, but the season is right around the corner, so I had to throw this in there. I will share the link, of course, for the pick bot from Sportsline. But basically, it's made the predictions for the NFL season, and we have the first week of picks if you want to sign up to see them. And this is probably more geared towards, the sports betting crowd, which is obviously a new and booming market in and of itself. We're seeing sports betting stats and information on live broadcasts of sports all the time now. And that's especially been true in the last few years. But I think it'll be interesting to see how the AI performs when it comes to picking games. I haven't been in the mind space of sports or sports betting, that's for sure. But I'm assuming, and I'm sure that it's already making waves among the community and among people picking scores and games and things like that. It's just another area where humans are possibly going to become irrelevant. And even more interestingly, will AI do any damage to the sports betting industry? I wonder. That would be an interesting thing to keep an eye on. Does the AI get so good that everybody just becomes an automatic sharp and they can beat the books? Anyway, back to the NFL pick. My team is the one and only Minnesota Vikings. A bit of sadness going into the new season with our new rookie quarterback, JJ, taking the injury. But don't worry, guys. Sam Darnold is going to be the Baker Mayfield of the NFL this year. And the Vikings are going to go off. Okay, that's it. That's enough. I'll stop boring you about football talk. I apologize to anyone who is not interested in football or sports in general. And I apologize in advance for any Vikings news or updates that are going to sneak their way into the AI marketing navigator during the football season. I'll try not to vent my joy or sadness at the results of each game on the pod for you guys. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.